The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. I could have used five more minutes, 10? How about a half an hour? It's really overwhelming at this point, trying to put things together. Thank all of you very much right now, and in advance for those who haven't done so, but you're sharing your ideas, your thoughts. Much appreciated. A lot of good thinking going on out there. I think we have pretty much a fairly good structure of what happened Saturday in Pennsylvania. There are some strange things that don't make sense, or there always are in these situations. And then there are many things that do make sense, but we will probably never know the answers for. Within, I think, about 2 hours, an hour to two, after this happened, I said there, I think I posted something, there have to be two shooters. And they wouldn't post something about that unless people were there and had reason to report a second shooter. There are a couple of eyewitnesses now who have come forward and said, yes, there were two shooters. There was a second shooter up the water tower, and one of the eyewitnesses, they got him, they killed him, but the other one down below by the fence, apparently there's a fence around the water tower, that guy was not taken out and ran off into the woods. So, yes, at least two shooters, maybe more, maybe three. This was supposed to be, clearly, another Dealey Plaza, broad daylight, horrific execution in the same vein that John Kennedy was killed. The same idea, just different venue. All right, it's Wednesday for William, and let's find out what William and Allie Pack from North Carolina have to say about this. Welcome back, William.
What a 4 days it's been, right?
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, it, like you say, it's been 4 days since it happened. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, did we really miss a new... What would we be talking about right now if the bullet had hit Trump?
Probably the riots and shooting and violence going on in major cities coast to coast. Buildings being burned down, shopping centers being burned down, because I think that they had ready to go an awful lot of false flag operations around the country to try to trigger mass violence. That would be my guess.
It would be, we could have very well been, we came within an inch of a new civil war, and how many people out there listening right now would have been ready for that on Saturday night?
You got it. Yep.
The other thing is, I don't know of any federal agency that's really doing the right thing at all now.
No. We have no federal government. Doesn't represent us anyway. Cheadle, that simple-minded fraud, Cheadle, should have resigned immediately as a matter of honor, if nothing else. Now she's talking about, oh, gee, there were no people up on Crook's roof because the angle was too steep. What a load of bullshit. I can't believe she even said that. So stupid. The whole thing is, you're watching liars lie, is what you're seeing. Now, I'm concerned about, there are a lot of people involved in this operation. Oh, let me stop. Yes, to those of you who have sent in emails saying the entire thing could be a fraud, it could have been a dry run or a practice or whatever. Yes, that's possible. And they're saying Trump might have had a little blood pack that he slammed against his ear, or a Secret Service agent might have done it. All possible, but not likely at all when you look at the totality of the information we have right now. Right now. It's we have no doubt. I have no doubt.
Well, I think a lot of people on the left, I think a lot of people on the left are going with a it's stage type thing because of several factors. I mean, one, yeah, Trump's a showman. Trump's a, you know, TV personality. Used to do wrestling stuff, but that's clearly that's not what this is.
No.
At the best case, this is gross incompetence on the part of the new DEI Secret Service. On the worst,
I wouldn't give her that much. I know this is a planned operation.
Well, I'm drawing the spectrum. And the best case scenario is gross incompetence. How many amazingly incredible, oh my God, I can't believe they allowed that to happen things have we heard? One, they didn't cover the building and the DEI hire for Secret Services because it was sloped. When other snipers were on sloped buildings, the firemen and police were up there getting the body off the
sloped building. Don't even waste your breath. It's obscene. It's so obscene. It's stupid.
The parents of this kid had been called the police early in the day looking for him, concerned. I'm not sure whether they spotted him or they let him in. He was found with a range finder, which is a sniper gun tool. People use a range finder for shooting guns accurately at distances, and this guy was found with a range finder, and they didn't do anything. Police officers reported him as suspicious 30 minutes before the shooting. When he was getting in position with his gun, people were pointing and yelling. Apparently, police tried to go up and called in on an open channel that there was a gunman on the roof. The worst case scenario is this was a let it happen kind of thing where the federal government under Joe Biden tried to get Trump killed.
Yes, of course.
Or allow him to be killed. That's the worst case scenario.
That's my number one. They knew 30 minutes in advance this guy was doing weird things, and he was seen three different times. They actually took his picture. He ended up crawling up on the roof by virtue of a ladder that had been placed there by somebody. Him earlier, I don't know. He went up on the roof of a building that had three, I think they were local cop department snipers in the building, who, according to the Secret Service director, were not on top of the building because it was too hot and because of the slope issue. This is so bad and so stupid, it's beyond laughable. So this was all planned, no question, not in my mind.
Well, and you've got people like Joy Reid on MSNBC, who is attacking on a regular basis white Christian nationalists, white people, Christians.
Yeah.
She doesn't like white people. She doesn't like Christians, especially doesn't like white Christians. And she said that no matter what, she doesn't care if it's Biden, Kamala, or anybody, as long as it's not white Christians, you've got all this anti-white rhetoric and hatred.
Right.
You've got all this anti-Christian hate and rhetoric, and now you got bullets flying at white Christians. And
the
Department of Homeland Security has let criminal illegal aliens all up close to our wives and children, while the Secret Service is letting gunmen getting close up on our presidential candidates.
This was
a very
well planned operation. It didn't go according to plan. Some don't, some do. But they're playing it on the other side now. They've got Trump fully aware of the fact that if he doesn't do exactly as he's told, he could be taken out at any moment. I think there may be, unfortunately, another effort to remove him at some point. J.D. Vance is their guy. He's 7 years in a row a Bilderberg attendee. Come on, Peter Thiel or Peter Thiel, however you want to pronounce it. He worked for Thiel. This guy's an insider, a globalist. No question.
Well, I hope not. I mean, coming out of Yale is a bad sign, but, you know, hillbilly allergy is a very interesting take and upbringing there. And I've listened to a lot of different – I've listened to both sides of that argument about J.D. Vance. Whatever happens to J.D. Vance, my mission was accomplished, okay? My mission, my work, my supporters, we fought hard for it to not be Marco Rubio. And it is not Marco globalist amnesty supporter Rubio.
Horrible.
Whose Senate Bill 744 that he got passed out of the Senate, that we were thankfully, Ali Pack played a key role in stopping that amnesty bill in the U.S. House. It would have provided amnesty, citizenship, and voting rights for 11 million illegal aliens. Now, picture that. Try to imagine in your head that in the year 2014, they handed out citizenship, voting rights, and amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens. Well, let me rephrase it. The bill said it was for 11 million. It would have probably ended up being for 15 or 20 million because, you know, the Reagan amnesty in 1986 was supposed to be for 1 million illegals, but it ended up being given to close to 3 million illegals. And so, and that's how we ended up with the 20 million. That Reagan amnesty set in motion, you know, they gave out the amnesty, but all of the enforcement promises of the bill in 1986 never really manifested or took shape. So now it is interesting that at the moment that Trump turned his head to look at a chart, it was an illegal immigration, it was a border crossing chart that shows how off the charts illegal crossings have been under the Biden administration. And according to an article in the New York Times interviewing the White House physician, the White House physician said that Trump told him that that Border Patrol chart saved his life. So a lot of people believe that chart saved Trump's life, including Donald Trump, because – and there's all these different things online from still shots to AI recreations of how he had – you know, the bullet, if he had remained in the position he was, would have blown the back of his brain cavity out.
That's right.
But he turned just at a moment to show the nation or show his, the people this chart of Biden's extreme level of border crossings that saved his life. And it's interesting because that's not the first time that there's been a bullet associated with Trump's campaign and illegal immigration. Going back to the beginning, Trump came out and announced he was running for president. And one of the things, you know, I give it to politicians as well as I can. I tell them, look, I really wish Trump would practice what he wants to say more, especially on the topic of immigration, because you got to be careful about how you say these things. I mean, sometimes they jump on you about not clarifying things, but he fumbled his words about, you know, Mexico's not sending their greatest, their rapist, whatever. Me, if I was saying that, I would have made it very clear I was qualifying about illegal immigrants, not all Mexicans, not all Hispanics or whatever, which is exactly what the media jumped on. There was a huge media uproar across the nation. Oh, my God, Donald Trump just said Hispanics are rapists. That's what he said, and da-da-da-da-da. And right in the middle of that firestorm, an illegal immigrant, allegedly with a gun he stole out of a law enforcement or federal agent's vehicle, shot Kate Steinle in front of a crowd of people on a crowded, not boardwalk, but pier. He shot Kate Steinle, lovely young lady, Kate Steinle, shot her on a very populated pier in San Francisco, and she bled to death in her father's arms. And they couldn't hide it. Now, if Kate Steinle had been brutally raped and murdered in a dark alley one night, or while she was alone in her house, or while she was alone in her car, or about anywhere else under a non-such auspicious location, right, we would have especially in a city like San Francisco, we probably never would have known about Kate Steinle being murdered at all.
That's true.
Much less by an illegal alien invader that was
they're
in
all
the country.
Despicable. That was as heinous as it gets. I agree.
It completely reversed Trump's fortunes. All of a sudden, all of the clatter and fire about Trump called Hispanics rapists came to a standstill as the country was like, an illegal shot this blonde woman to death in front of a crowd in San Fran? Wow. And I remember it too, Jeff, because the Kate Steinle murder was one of the first times that the whole country heard about one of these. It was very rare we could get any news about any of
that
these
was
killings
the first,
by illegals.
Big one, yes, to make the media. You're right. And it was so dramatic the way it happened. Look, how many Americans die every year now? It's between 3,000 and 4,000 that
we
are killed
know.
By these. We don't really know.
No. We don't know. It's off the charts. We don't know the true crime stat levels. We don't know the illegal alien murder rate. We don't know the true number of illegals crossing that are here. Anything, because our government isn't doing any of these things to even quantify it, much less stop it or prevent it from happening. But this is the second time that a bullet and the illegal immigration issue and Donald Trump have interacted in a very powerful way. So now, I don't know. Bill Maher thinks the election's over. A lot of people think the election's over. Interesting little tidbit from tonight, the Drudge report, which I hate to even look at these days, has a headline.
Oh,
it says,
terrible.
It says Biden says he would drop out if there was a serious medical concern. And then within hours of that, on another media platform, a headline reads, Biden has COVID. So at this moment, Biden has canceled his speaking engagement.
So they're really standing on this. They're going to say that he is suffering from COVID right now. That's
so
what
the headline saying. Reads that the stories read that he has been diagnosed with COVID. Jean-Pierre Mier, whatever black lesbian woman says.
KJP.
Says he has mild symptoms, but he's going to self quarantine back in Delaware, New Hampshire.
That's either bullshit or they're going to try and spin that into a reason for him to step down.
Well, it's interesting that he gets diagnosed with COVID, supposedly, and pulled off the speaking tour campaign trail
right after
immediately
the Trump
after
attempt.
Headlines are running that he has said he would pull out over health.
Not only that, but I really don't think that this attempt to assassinate Trump could have been done without the Biden inner circle knowing about it. I don't believe that they didn't know. I'm not saying Trump... it was targeted by Biden. I'm not saying Biden planned it. I'm just saying that these kinds of things don't just run on their own energy. They have to have support all the way up the chain.
Well, the left is all about muddying the waters and putting out all these hateful messages, hoping someone else does their dirty work. They besmirch anybody who gets in their way, large or small, in the way of their open borders agenda, and they'll put it out there that you're somehow a KKK racist or neo-Nazi or Nazi of some sort that is deserving of physical violence and murder. And they put that out there, and it's a very, you know, you end up on the SPLC and ADL hit list, the chances that someone's going to hurt you, fire you, discriminate you against admissions for school, assault you, shoot you, kill you, all the chances that go way up, because we've seen that. Look at what happened with the guy that, you know, I put together an article on the 15th Monday titled Expected Bullets, the Constant Fire from the Left, and there's just so many different quotes. But I had to do something because on Monday morning, the hypocrisy of Biden and all these people on the left saying, quote, there's no place for violence in American politics. That was their talking point. They were all saying it. There is no place for violence in American politics. But what did Biden tell his big donors? He told his big donors, he was on the phone, he says, we're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in the bullseye.
Bullseye, yeah. I heard. No, I'm
we're
telling
about
you.
The debate.
I don't believe that these things happen necessarily compartmentalized to the extent that there wouldn't be rumors running around, at least.
Well, seven months ago, Liberal Democrat Representative Dan Goldman from the state of New York, I think he represents part of Manhattan, he was on...
Represents part of Tel Aviv.
Well, he was on white Christian-hating MSNBC, and he said, quote, "It's just unquestionable at this point that that man cannot see public office again. He is not only unfit, he is destructive to our democracy, and he," meaning Trump, "has to be eliminated."
Good quote. Glad you brought that up. I've seen it. It's very important. I just, those people are always involved. I don't know how it works, but they are. I don't think this is over by any measure. I've been saying for quite a while, as most of you recall, that we're going to be served up nothing but chaos between now and the so-called election, and I don't think it's over by any means. If they want Trump out, they will get him out one way or the other. Vance is not the successor. Well, I would much rather have seen Tulsi Gabbard. Yes, I understand Council on Foreign Relations. I get that. But I don't think that this Vance is a good man. I hope all of you have heard what he said about Trump some years ago. You've heard that, right? His original feelings about Trump? Did you not hear that? What he said?
Oh, yeah. He was very fiercely anti-Trump.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's an understatement. Let me see if I can find it. I had it earlier. Anyway, I'll look for it. But he's not at all even close to being sitting on the fence on this. He hated Trump. Hated him. Here it is. I think I've got it. Let's hear this. I hope there aren't a bunch of commercials in front of it. All right, here, X. All right, here's J.D. Vance. All right. Let me get this audio turned up. We'll play this and we'll take our break.
As somebody who doesn't like Trump myself, the elites were right about Donald Trump, right? I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
He's the best president of my lifetime, and he revealed the corruption in this country like nobody else.
I can't stun
it. So what
Trump,
you got here, you got the original Vance and then the Vance speaking just two, 3 days ago. So we'll play it again. Here's the old Vance.
As somebody who doesn't like Trump myself, the elites were right about Donald Trump, right? I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
He's the best and the new Vance of my lifetime, and he revealed the corruption in this country like nobody else.
I can't stomach Trump.
Old Vance.
I think that he's noxious and is leading the white working class to a very dark place.
I think that he was a good president. I think he made a lot of good decisions.
New Vance.
People.
I take it you're not a Trump supporter from what I've read. Am I right? Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
I didn't vote for Trump.
All around, he was a great president. I'm 37.
New Vance.
He's old. Certainly the best president of my lifetime.
Okay, you get
somebody
the idea.
Like
he's really, that's pretty hard to reconcile, 180-degree variation of your views on Trump. But now it doesn't matter. People say whatever they want. Change their mind anytime they want. So, okay, that's J.D. Vance. Obviously a Zionist, a globalist at the very least. Not the kind of guy we want one heartbeat away or one gunshot away from the presidency. Be right back with William in just a minute. Okay, welcome back. Got some very good news. Images going up here in a few minutes in headlines. Two aerial shots, one kind of directly above looking down as if from satellite, another one on a 45-degree angle, showing the water tower, which is where at least one of the second shooters in that area were purportedly located, but let's just say one. And one eyewitness said that the one up the water tower was killed, probably by the snipers protecting Trump. Be easy shot for them. There are some trees involved, but the elevation of the water tower would make the shot clear. So we don't know, but we've got two eyewitnesses, and these people were very close, and they don't hallucinate things. And I tend always to try to gather information as soon after an event as possible. These people were recorded Saturday, so fresh in their mind, and I don't discount those kinds of things at all. What else? I had one other thing I wanted to mention. What the heck was it? I can't remember. All right, well, here, just for fun, let me play these eyewitnesses. Now, keep in mind, these people were right there, and they didn't hallucinate these things. They usually are very accurate, very fresh in their memories.
Get down, boy. You got to get down. They're going to shoot you. Because if they would have had, like, a machine gun, they could have taken us all out. So then we laid there for a while. We saw different places where the gunshots were at. And then they got President Trump down, Secret Service did, and they took him out of there and got him off of the stage. And he was bleeding. And so then my son and daughter-in-law was back behind us, back behind the fence. And we was worried about them. We couldn't call them. And so we started trying to go after them then when they finally let us up. And they had been right by the fence where the other shooter was. There was one I heard in the water tower. There was one by the fence.
And still, obviously, initial reports. But what we do now...
One by the...
Okay, so there you go. There's one by the fence and one by the water tower. That's two more shooters. All right, here's another eyewitness. Let's check this out.
He killed the gentleman in the water tower here. Now, when I called...
Okay, this eyewitness says he, meaning obviously a shooter from law enforcement or Secret Service, killed the guy in the water tower. This is interesting.
He killed the gentleman in the water tower here. Now, when I called my husband at home, who's watching TV, he said, I thought Trump hurt his ear when he went to the ground. But he said, no, on TV they showed before Trump hit the ground, the ear was bleeding. So that sharpshooter went across. Trump turned his head. His ear must have been nipped, and it killed somebody in the stands over to the left.
Could you see anyone injured besides the blood on the former president?
All I saw was the gentleman from Beaver County who spoke earlier in the day, who was running for the State House Representative Elmore. I know his name. He had a white shirt on, and I saw him come from that left stand where the people were mostly shot. I think there were several. They said three medevacs left here. Blood was down the right side of his... He wasn't shot, but you could see that he was next to somebody who must have been bleeding profusely because he either helped them and ran, you know, rubbed against them or tried to get them help or something. It was covered. So I knew that he was near somebody. That was my first indication that somebody was actually shot when I saw his blood on his shirt.
Aaron, when did you realize that, hey, this might not be fireworks, this might be something else?
When they got Trump down on the ground. And then we were just so concerned that he wasn't hit because we couldn't. It happens so fast, you know, it's really hard to process it. You know, I guess when if you have it on your camera to see the exact minute, you can tell. But when he got up, he did not look bad.
What I've heard coming out here is now they feel that there was two shooters on both sides.
So they got the one on the tower on this side, but the one on the right side they never got. So that's why they wanted us to leave immediately, because they thought there's still a shooter out there somewhere.
Okay, so... Two eyewitnesses talking about the water tower, the tower, and another one talking about the guy by the fence, and this person talking about the guy on the right side to her. I'm not sure of her perspective. But two people talk about two other shooters beside Crooks. So there's still a lot to glue together on this, but we've got a lot of very interesting pieces. Go ahead, William.
Well, you know, it's a good thing for Joe Biden in some ways. I mean, I'm sure Joe Biden is glad that the number one topic isn't about replacing him,
his
right?
His brain.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, to talk about the one thing that could change the national dialogue away, you know. But, Jeff, at this point, I mean, and there's about 100 days left till the election, and not only does it not really feel like election, I mean, we are really in the Star Trek zone here. We're in some place no one has ever gone before politically in this country. I just hope and pray
Let me add this, and you raise a good issue. But I lived through the John Kennedy assassination, and I want to tell you, that ripped this country to shreds. People were crying in the streets. you never saw anything like this John Kennedy murder, if you were there. It's nothing compared to this. I mean, this compares to John Kennedy in no way, shape, or form. It might have been, if they'd taken his head off, as violent, as graphic, because we have media now, instantaneous media. But believe me, the John Kennedy murder was horrific to the nation. Anyhow, go ahead.
Well, you know, it's... I just hope that somehow this leads to some cascading loss for these evil Democrats across the board. I hope that it just leads to some type of phenomenal wipeout. I hope that the reports or indications are hearing from people like Artist 50 Cent and others that there may be some movement in the black community away from the Democratic Party. You know,
They're already moving away. They are.
You know what? Yeah. It would help black people and the United States of America so much if black voters truly did move away from the Democratic Party. I mean, in significant numbers, because they haven't been in any type of competitive space. It's been 90%+ straight Democratic Party ticket since the Roosevelt coalition of the 1930s, the FDR coalition, and Democrats have built their entire national battle plans and districts all based on that black vote. And if they lose it, they completely lose the wind in their sails. Blacks don't have any negotiating power with the current situation, the expected vote for Democrats. And I hope that that's true. I believe when I see it, because I've heard conservatives and Republicans talk about the black vote for aeons, decades. And I've never seen any significant movement. Maybe this is different, you know. But they did a mugshot of Trump. They made a convicted criminal out of Trump. And now they've tried to shoot him, and Trump survives with a gunshot wound. Maybe that's what it takes for things to really change in this country. I don't think, you know, your thing about Trump playing ball or whatever, I think Trump has known that his life has been at risk over this stuff for quite some time now. So, you know, whatever he's saying or doing, we'll see. But I'm more worried about the down ballot, you know, because we got the SAVE Act through the Congress by a good margin vote to stop illegals from registering and voting in the United States, and requiring states to run their voter registration database against the federal elections databases to determine who's citizens and who's not. And for those that they can't determine citizenship for, do some extra investigating to see if somebody can dig up some birth certificates or interviews and things like that. For 90%+ of American citizens, they notice no difference in their voter registration. They're not going to have to go find their birth certificate. They're not going to have to get a passport. But for people who don't line up with the databases that they use to tell whether somebody's in the country legally or not, get them off the voter reg. Well, one senator, Padilla, the jerk that replaced Kamala Harris, a Democrat senator from California, objected to
another black right. Yeah.
You know, our you know, but we have those members of Congress in the U.S. House that voted for the illegals to be able to vote. We have them on record. And Alipac, if we can raise the funds we've got to raise by the end of July, would really love to make a big stink about that in all of their districts that we think are anywhere near competitive. We have to reanalyze the congressional districts to figure out which ones may be competitive now, because if the polling data is correct, states like New Mexico and Virginia are now in play, and other places. So we have to analyze that. In the Senate, I've been on the phone. I've spoken with staffers at Senator Mike Lee's office. They're the ones that told me that it was Padilla that objected to them voting on the bill right away. They do expect a vote in the Senate. It may not be till September, because the Senate, and maybe the House too, but they're out. They're on break for the entire month of August. They are not there. Okay? And so it may be September. And it's a big mountain to climb. It's a very discouraging situation, where for the bill to pass the Senate, it's got to have every Republican vote, including the rhinos, which I did enjoy watching Mitch McConnell get booed booed badly at the RNC convention of the night. That was delightful to
see.
Is
Mitch McConnell still alive and functional? I haven't seen or heard of him.
Yeah, he was standing there with the Kentucky delegation, and he's like, "The Kentucky delegation does this or whatever," and the whole room was like, "Boo, boo, boo." But we need 11 flipping Democrat votes to reach the 60-vote margin in the U.S. Senate. And I don't know if that's possible or not, but we're going to attempt it. And if we're not able to do it, we're going to at least try to make it really sting the Democrats that are holding us up. Because across the board, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, female, everyone, 80% of Americans in all these groups believe that only U.S. citizens should vote in U.S. elections. This is the most powerful. We've been handed
right. The
most powerful issue that's ever been handed to us in an election. 80% of support across this. And here it is, where they're going to try to use the illegals to vote and win no matter what. And we're going to try to stop them and raise awareness about it and appeal to people, you know, because we may not be able to stop the illegals from voting, but the only thing that people can do to counter that is to go vote for Republicans on every ballot for dog catcher, county commission, sheriff, state house, state senate, council of state, lieutenant governor, Congress, Senate, president. That's if you're in one of the 80% of Americans who believes that only U.S. citizens should vote, well, they're going to be voting for Democrats in 100 days. And we're going to do everything we can to get the law changed and maybe get it tightened up or something like that before that happens. But right now, they've got more than enough to completely dominate all across the country. And if you come out and you say, "Hey,
yeah,
I just don't believe the Democrats still won after everything that happened with Joe Biden's debate and bad health and the assassination attempt. I just don't believe that happened." Well, you're just a conspiracy theorist. And we're going to make some laws about you. We're going to shut you up, lock you up, or shoot you too.
Uh-huh.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to shut you up, lock you up, or shoot you too. And in the article that I put out, Expected Bullets, The Constant Fire of the Left, you got to understand, one of the things that Trump said that really, he said it a couple times, I think, in different iterations,
uh-huh.
But it resonated with me over the last 4 days, and he said it more recently. He said, in June of 2023, he says, quote, and this is like, you guys know me, I mean, I've been very critical of Trump, all right? It's not, this is, I'm not a Trump sycophant, all right?
Sycophant,
yeah. I'm not one of them sycophants. In the end, they're not coming after me. They're coming after you, and I'm just standing in their way. Those bullets that were fired at Trump, they got more bullets for the 74 million people that voted for him. And don't think for a second that they won't. On June 14th, 2017, the Bernie Sanders supporter James Hodgkinson, who loved watching Rachel Maddow and Bill Maher TV shows, open fire on the Republican members of Congress playing baseball. He shot 6 people, including Rep. Steve Scalise. And on social media, he mimed what those are saying, what those people like Joy Reid and others are saying in the news, what the big news corporation says. He says, "Trump is a traitor. Trump has destroyed our democracy. It's time to destroy Trump and company. Republicans are the Taliban of the USA." Now, they talk about white Christians.
Uh-huh.
White Christians are today's Taliban. And uh-huh. I got criticism of Trump, but I don't think Trump has destroyed our democracy. And I really don't understand this whole thing about threat to democracy. How is a person running for public office and doing campaign events, asking people to go into ballot enclosures and vote for them, a threat to democracy?
Good question.
Then, don't forget Floyd Corkins. Floyd Corkins wanted to kill as many people
name.
As
what a name.
Possible
yeah.
at the Family Research Council offices in D.C. And he brought a bag of Chick-fil-A sandwiches because he wanted to rub Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the faces of the dying because of the defamatory materials he read on the Soros-funded SPLC hit hate list. Prosecutors, and this isn't Corkin's comment, but here's what prosecutors said about how Corkin's acted. They said, quote, he acted with the intent to intimidate and coerce a significant portion of the civilian population of the District of Columbia and the United States. He was a terrorist, animated, carrying a hit list from the liars, the Zionist liars at the Southern Poverty Law Center. The prosecutor should have aimed that same charge at the SPLC and ADL. Not only does Rep. Goldman say Trump should be eliminated, not only does Biden say Trump should be put in a bullseye, and you know you were playing the J.D. Vance, but J.D. Vance came out and was probably the highest elected official to say something like this as soon after the assassination attempt. And J.D. Vance said, today is not just some isolated incident. The central premise of the Biden campaign is that President Donald Trump is an authoritarian fascist who must be stopped at all costs. That rhetoric led directly to President Trump's attempted assassination. We all know that. It's an insult to our intelligence for Biden and these others running. A motive hasn't been established. Haven't established a motive yet. Someone tried to shoot Donald Trump in the head, killed one of his supporters, severely injuring others. But the motive, like you don't know the motive when you try to shoot the presidential candidate standing on the stage. We know what the motive was. And if you don't, let's go back to Saul Alinsky and his book, Rules for Radicals.
No,
because
pass.
Apparently he can shed us a little bit of light. I went looking back at Alinsky's works, Jeff, and I found a very interesting little quote by him. He said, quote, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. They have the guns, and therefore we are for peace and reformation through the ballot. When we have the guns, then it will be through the bullet.
Well,
I'm telling you. He's telling you straight up.
Yeah. This, remember, there are a lot of people who knew about this. They can't compartmentalize everything. Let's see if anybody suddenly disappears or dies suddenly. And we'll blame it on the vax, of course. Who knows? But these things can't be kept quiet. There's too much involved. This was a big deal. We'll watch. We're watching as closely as we can. And thanks to all of you for participating and sending your ideas in. They do matter, and we listen to everything. So it's a very interesting event. And I don't want anyone to die, but having watched and murdered John Kennedy in broad daylight and having seen what it did to this country and the hearts and souls of most Americans, whichever party they were in, was really something. And believe me, you younger people, there is no comparison. None. I'm surprised the country survived that. And that was tied up right to the top. The FBI was involved. The CIA was involved. The Mossad was absolutely involved. We knew that. We figured it out. My dear friend Jim Mars, who investigated that murder, horrible murder, for 53 years, we used to talk all the time. He knew it all. His book, Crossfire, is probably the best book that will ever be done on the actual murder of John Kennedy. Crossfire, Jim Mars. So there we go. It's not over. They're going to give us more chaos. How this Biden thing ends up, I don't know. I just think they're going to get him out somehow, whatever excuse they use. If they're saying now that, gee, Diaper Joe, has COVID. Well, watch that. Watch that carefully. They could spin that into an excuse right there. If they want to, they can do anything they want to. They own the game, and they own the media, and therefore they own the minds and much of the reality of most people in this country. You writing letters home? Dear Mom?
No. Right. Just had a reporter write in from the Epoch Times. And I'm telling them that I will be with them in just a few minutes.
Oh, good. I hope you can get in there.
Yeah.
Time, they're probably, are they listening to you right now? They should be.
I don't know, but I've got correspond with several different reporters by email, and I'm very thankful to have an opportunity to be quoted in their paper, because a lot of times, Epic Times makes a lot of sense about things. So, highly recommend their publication.
They have some very good material in there often. Yes,
yeah.
Agreed. Well, I hope they get you in there. That'll be good.
Well, just everybody remember that at any moment we could turn around and be in a whole different scenario. Think about what things would have been like or could have been like on Saturday night if Trump had been killed.
I think we'd be, if not full-on civil war, certainly false flag ignited civil insurrection and violence coast to coast. Remember the Rodney King, what they did to L.A. just on Rodney King's basis? Burned half the damn black part of the city down. Anyway, this is it's all locked and loaded, as they say, or loaded and locked. It's ready to go. We're not done with this. This is just the first, I think, and other big things that are coming. All right. Go to it.
All right.
Good luck.
I appreciate you, sir.
I hope they take care of you. Yeah, don't forget to mention us if you can.
Always do. Have a great
Thank
time.
You
we'll
very
see you
much.
Next, hopefully see you next Wednesday. Take care.
Okay, William. Bye. That'd be nice if the Epoch Times puts him in. I still wish they'd have named it the Epic Times. It would have been better. People can't pronounce Epoch very well. All right. We are wrapping up hour number one. And again, we're going to put the news up. Not a lot of news, but pretty good little pieces. For those of you who are interested in the bullet tracking or bullet trace picture, the guy who took the pictures, New York Times photographer, funniest thing. There's a video of him explaining how he got the shots. I've got some other examples of how bullet tracking videos can actually be made. That's very interesting. Eyewitness, two shooters, got that in there. Eight shocking details that have just emerged. Not all eight have just emerged, but they're there. That's a good piece, too. A lot of things on Vance. I'm not impressed with Vance at all. I think Trump probably was told to name him. Trump is, remember, he's controlled goods. Don't ever forget that. Back with more with Erica next.